Hey there, thanks for joining the For Our City podcast. I'm Daryl Crouch, your host, and this podcast exists to help you and your church make disciples of Jesus and advance His kingdom by serving the common good in your own community. Today's episode is sponsored by Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. Southeastern desires nothing more than to serve the church and fulfill the Great Commission. Located in the heart of Wake Forest, North Carolina, Southeastern offers 40 degrees from certificate to PhD using multiple delivery formats. For more information or to apply, visit sebts.edu. Wherever you're going, Southeastern can help you get there. I'm thrilled to introduce to you my friend Brian Adams. Brian is the principal at W.A. Wright Elementary School, just around the corner from the church I pastor, Greenhill Church, here in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Many of us as church leaders want to engage in our city. We want to serve our public schools, but we don't always know how. And so in this conversation, you'll discover some ways that you can connect to schools in your community. You can discover what's important to those who are serving in public schools each and every day, and how your church can see the challenges that our schools face as opportunities to serve the common good. Brian is a Tennessee native. He's a graduate of Western Kentucky University, and then a little bit later than that, Tennessee State University, right here in Nashville, Tennessee. He has 7 years of teaching experience and 7 years of administration experience, and he has opened the doors to our church that we can serve him and the work that he's doing there at W.A. Wright. I'm thrilled to let you listen in on our conversation we had a few days ago. I hope it's an encouragement to you. Well, Brian, I'm really glad to have you on the For Our City podcast today.
Well, thank you, Daryl. I'm so glad to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity to join you this morning.
Well, before we get into the conversation on public school and how churches can come beside you to tee up kids for success, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself personally, where you're from, your family, your background in education?
Yes, most definitely. I'm originally from Gallatin, Tennessee. I currently reside in Hendersonville, Tennessee. I have two kids, a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old, one boy and one girl. This is my seventh year, or the beginning of my seventh year as a principal. I've done 3 years as a principal in Portland, Tennessee, 2 years in Gallatin, Tennessee, and I'm at the start of my second year here in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. So it's been totally a blessing as far as my career in education and being able to work with our kids, our community, our teachers. So I'm just enjoying my time, and this is the path that God has led me, so we're going to continue to work for the success of our kids.
Oh, that's awesome. Can you talk a little bit about why public education for you? Why was that your course?
Well, it was an impact for me. Public education was, it allowed me to have some opportunities growing up that I did not have access to or were not exposed to just due to really financial reasons as well. Growing up, didn't have a lot, single parent mom. So, you know, it's blessed me, and I wanted to be able to give back as well, just like those that made a huge impact on my life.
Yeah, that's so cool. And that's the story of a lot of us that came up through public education. And there were some teachers. I still know the names of some of my teachers. You know, my kindergarten teacher, she really made an impact on me. I know I was really young. But my fifth grade teacher, her name was Miss Best. Uh-huh. And I'm sorry, my fourth grade teacher, her name was Miss Best. And there were some other teachers along the way. Coach Jackson gave me a chance, you know, and really reached out to me. And so Miss Price was absolutely influential in my high school career. And so a lot of us can go back and see those teachers and even administrators from time to time that reached out to us and made an impact.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I remember my assistant principal in high school. We were seniors, and he corralled me and another guy and said, hey, you want to go fishing in the morning?
Uh-huh.
Said, what do you mean go fishing? And we got school. He said, well, I can take care of that. So we went fishing with him early that morning and came in a little bit late. Of course, he gave us a pass. And, you know, that those kinds of things just really made a huge impact.
Right. Yes, definitely. Relationships are huge in what we do because we're working with people every day, whether they're large or small. So
yeah.
Those are important bridges we want to make sure that stay connected.
That's so cool. Well, tell me about some of the challenges in public education. I know we talk a lot about challenges, but those are also opportunities for us. And so what does that look like for you day to day? And you've told me a little bit about what y'all are doing at school today with assessments and evaluations and so on of students' progress. But what are some of the challenges or the biggest challenges that you face as an educator?
Well, as an educator, our job is bigger than just the academic side of it. And so for us, we're dealing with the challenges of making sure that all of our students are learning and progressing each and every year in the academic content areas. But then there's outside factors as well, too, that we have to deal with and be able to help our students cope with, whether if they're coming into school without food, they're coming into school maybe without clothes. We want to make sure that we take care of those basic necessities for our kids, because if they don't have those, obviously it's going to be harder to learn in the classroom setting. The other thing too is just being able to deal with those things when someone, maybe their parents are not there the night before or the morning of, or they're dealing with a situation that has happened to them outside of school and how to cope with that. So it's some counseling sessions that take place. There's a lot of nurturing that has to take place too. And so we have to be able to tap into some other resources because our job goes outside of just the academic setting for students.
Yeah, that's so insightful for a lot of us who aren't engaged every day in the public schools. We often find ourselves able to we feel free to evaluate or criticize whatever it is public education, but we really don't have a sense of the fact that you are not only educators but in many cases social workers, just to try to get kids ready to learn every day.
Right, right, most definitely, and. You get exposed to seeing a lot of these things, especially in my role as an administrator, because I'm pretty much over 600 students.
And how many faculty is that?
We have about 75 staff members, which about 42 of them are certified teachers, but everybody plays a role, whether it's our cafeteria staff, our office staff, our custodians, our assistants that help out. All of them interact with the kids every single day, so all of them are impacting the students, and you never know which person is going to make that connection for a child. And all of us can do that, so all of us play a major role in a school building.
Yeah, that's so important for those of us who, again, are a little bit outside of the public school arena to know that there really are a lot of different people involved to make this work every day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is.
Well, as a church and then as maybe other nonprofits in the community, how are ways that we can come beside you and your staff and faculty to tee up kids for success? How important is a strong community of partners around you?
It's huge. I've been lucky to work with a couple of churches in my career, and the impact that the church community has makes a positive correlation with our students in the classroom, and it also makes a huge impact with our families as well, because We can say one thing in a school building, but it's different when the preacher or the pastor of the church says it. Mm-hmm. But if we're both sending the same message, then we're able to make those steps a lot larger in being able to make an impact quicker as well, too. I think the other thing, too, is visibility, because having an outside face come in and work in a school building with kids, you automatically gain their attention. So it's good to have everybody working in the same direction, because the kids are with us for about 7.5 hours in a day, but then they go home, or they go to the ballpark, or they go to this place or that place. But when you have everybody working together on the same path, it allows for success to happen quicker and in greater strides.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so important. And so you've been really open to Green Hill Church and to me and a lot of our folks. And I know you've been open to other churches and nonprofits to come and help. Why has that been? And I know that that's not always true with every administrator that we would find. Why has that been so personally important to you and the work you're doing?
Well, some of it is just my personal beliefs. But at the same time, I think we value the same things. We want everyone to be successful. We want everyone to be able to work together and make the right choices, whether it's in the work setting or in life. And I know that our church community wants the same thing. And so I think it's a no-brainer to me. Why not work together? And a congregation comes together at least one time a week, but usually it's multiple times a week. And sometimes the same messages can be delivered the same way. And so obviously if our kids are hearing that consistently, if our parents are hearing that consistently, and even our staff members as well, it's just going to make more successful opportunities for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. I really appreciate your leadership in our community and with our kids here at W.A. Wright, and your openness and your just willingness to allow us to come beside you has been a huge encouragement to our church family. I wonder, there's a lot of churches and nonprofits who want to engage with their local schools. Do you have some advice? Again, it's not always as easy as it has been with you, but most administrators, most teachers want their kids to be successful and would appreciate the help, but there's a bit of caution sometimes, and maybe some hoops to jump through or trust probably to build. But what advice would you give to churches and others that want to come beside you in a legitimate way to help you and your students be successful?
I think it just starts with creating some discussions, setting up some times to meet, and that way we can talk about, I guess, the nuances of how we can make this partnership or connection. There are some things that in a school environment that we cannot discuss, and really it's just being on the same page. Once you establish those things and get back down to some of the core values of what we all want, I think we can make that partnership a success. But it's really just doing really kind of like from a salesman's attitude, some of those door-to-door knocks, just sitting down, meeting, having a conversation and discussing about how both of us can make an impact together. And it's huge, and it's very beneficial. And, you know, the kids will say, well, hey, I know him. He goes to my church, that type of thing. Or, yes, I saw her. I went to church this week. And you know, it's important because those individuals, whether it's in a church setting or a school setting, can make a huge difference in a child's life.
Well, I appreciate that, and the help that we want to give is often legitimate, but sometimes churches and nonprofits and even other citizens will, as we discussed earlier, come in with an agenda, you know, that may be a little different than what your mission is to educate kids and prepare them for success. And so it just seems like if we would ask more questions, maybe inquire about what you really need. I know at W.A. Wright, in the relationship we have, it seems like we've built trust by doing a lot of little things first, things that aren't going to hit the newspapers or, you know, hit the public media in any way, but they've just been genuine efforts that built trust. And then because of the relationship, you've approached us about other things that are, we would say, bigger and even more expensive and require more work. And so it seems like if churches are willing to really serve, there's a lot of opportunities.
It's a ton of opportunity, and I think it just goes back really to the visibility as well, because Green Hill Church has been a blessing for us just with on a volunteer basis, just showing up, because sometimes it involves manpower to be able to run, let's just say, an outside of school activity, and having those extra adults, having those extra bodies there to help with supervision, help with setting up and organizing an event for the kids and for our school family is important, because that's what a school is, more than just educating a child. It's a safe haven as well. And so you want to be able to establish that in a community. And I guess the other thing, too, is with that, when you volunteer and you start to really see some of the things that's going on in a school building day in and day out, and seeing it, you also are going to hear some things as well, too, and you really see some of the challenges that some of our babies in our school building have. And so you're able to really build those relationships with the school. You're able to build the relationships with the kids and then the parents, too. So I think it just starts with being visible and just being there.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I think in an age where we're so connected with social media and we're inundated with all kinds of information, we forget how important personal relationships are. We all long for them, but we sometimes maybe assume them and don't recognize that it takes time to build that kind of trust, and it takes serving one another over time to build that. I know last summer there was a real tragedy that took place in our community and affected one of your students and their family. We were able to partner together in walking through a grieving, a real tragic and just a terrible situation where we were able to grieve together. How important was the relationship and that we already had through serving at events and providing some food and so on and helping kids read and so on, before that happened, for when tragedy struck?
Well, one, and really I'm going to go from the administrator side of it, it was a comfort piece because I knew that things, as far as the grieving process and also whether it was through prayer or even the discussions that took place or things that needed to happen, I felt comfortable that this was not going to go down a path that we couldn't do in a school environment. So I knew that was going to take place. But then also, too, it allowed others that maybe do not attend W.A. Wright to be involved and to be able to join in to help out. And really, with the grieving process, help that family out that was grieving, who had lost their family members. And so we were able to bring some resources together. And that's what it's all about, being able to help each other out every single day.
Right. Yeah. And that was a learning process for all of us. And I think for us to have a relationship that we can say to each other, you know, I really don't know what to do, but we're praying together and we're seeking the Lord together and we're going to help each other through this. That goes well beyond, like you said earlier, academics in the classroom, but to really developing young people and helping families grow stronger in the community.
Right. Yes. And I'm just going to piggyback off of what you said with the social media aspect. Nothing beats the face-to-face interactions, and the face-to-face interactions bridges those relationships, in my opinion, much quicker.
Yeah. Yeah, and that requires, I think, for churches and nonprofits, community leaders, to knock on the door of the administrator or to pick up the phone or to send an email and schedule an appointment and meet people. It seems like a lot of walls go down when we do get face-to-face and we see exactly the situation and the challenges that you're facing. We tend to be more empathetic and willing and able to help when we know each other.
Yes, most definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
It's important and it's huge and hopefully these things will continue.
Yeah. Well, it seems that public education is it's an uphill climb because of family dysfunction and a lot of other vulnerabilities. You've mentioned some of them, hunger. Even in our own community, there's a significant food shortage in a lot of families. There's also the opiate epidemic and drug abuse that seems to be just prevalent in a lot of families. How do you need churches if you can speak more specifically, that'd be great, but if not, I understand that too. But what specifically can churches do to come beside schools to help tee up kids for success that are coming out of those environments?
Well, for me, I'm going to go back to the visibility aspect of it. Being there in a school building, volunteering in a school building, whether it's the teacher can read to a child every single day, but a new person coming in and reading to a child, like it's a difference with the attention and the focus of a child. And so those opportunities are definitely there. Some of the other pieces with the food and the clothes aspect, we've been lucky and blessed at W.A. Wright that we've had churches pitch in and help out for our families because we do have some on that end as well. Sometimes it can turn into, well, hey, I know this person and they attend this church and they have a connection to be able to help a family out that is dealing with or coping with. Maybe it is a drug abuse situation or a domestic situation in the household, and being able to have that as another resource for us as well to be able to point our families in the right direction. So, and totally, in my opinion, I think it just starts back with just being there, having another person helping out on campus.
Yeah. Well, you've been a great model for us, or a great encouragement for us as a church, to see an administrator, a principal with a really an open door policy to allow us to come beside you, and you've done it with wisdom and as a good steward, and you know there are some boundaries that and some rules that we all have to live with, but you've not been afraid of us, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate the leadership that you give at your school. I've talked to a number of your faculty members and administrators over the course of the last couple of years, and just in side conversations, and they're just very encouraged with the level of leadership that you've provided and the opportunity that gives to kids. And so I just want to commend you as a public educator and let you know that we're for you and that we want to come beside you in every way possible. And that opportunity, I think, is out there for a lot of churches in their own community if they'll just make the effort.
Yes, it really is, but it's it goes both ways as well too. And so on the school side, we have to be able to reach out as well. And then the other thing I think too is just having that open mind to be able to figure out a way to make it work, because there is a way to make it work. And you see it happening all in a lot of places, but I guess it's the consistency of it happening in communities. And so we can compromise and be able to make things work within those constraints or within those boundaries. And I think it's just going to make the entire community more successful.
Yeah. Well, that's a great word, and we'll leave it there. And I just really appreciate you, your friendship, your partnership in our community. But I appreciate you being on the For Our City podcast today.
Well, Daryl, thank you so much. And you've been a blessing for us at W.A. Wright and your congregation as well. And so we're going to keep this partnership going and keep thriving and keep taking care of our kids and our school family. So we appreciate you a lot. Love you.
Thank you. Love you. God bless you. Thanks for listening into the For Our City podcast today. I hope it's been helpful to you as you desire to serve the common good in your own city, particularly by serving in the public schools. I appreciate Brian and his friendship and the opportunity he's given us to be a part of what he's doing there to tee kids up for success there at W.A. Wright Elementary School. Our schools are a really important resource and benefit to our community, and whatever we can do to make them successful helps everybody. For more information about this podcast, I encourage you to go to forourcity.us. You can find resources there. You can subscribe to the podcast, which would be great. You can also catch up on previous episodes. So until next time, let's live for our city.